the wide, wide world of sports is going on here.
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
What's up, Boston?
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
Doc Soxic is the guy from the Aggies. He's the bullpen guy for the Aggies.
John, you drafted?
Doc Soxic. No.
He did not.
Not yet.
Okay.
I don't even know if he's eligible, but Duck Sausage and the Aggies are playing in the College World Series.
Duck Sausage, poor kid. We are horrible people.
Docs, D-O-X.
Docs Sausage.
Doc Soxic.
Doc Sausage.
By the way, this was the beginning of our Duck Sausage fascination.
Yes.
When I couldn't say
the Sausage.
Doc Soxic.
You still can't. Duck Sausage.
I think his mom can.
No, that's right.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9, AM 1260, and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talk Sports.
You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory!
B&E on the Horn, glad you're with us on this Wednesday. Going to be 97 degrees. The heat is coming. The blast furnace of Austin, Texas, and the summer in Texas is here. 97 today, 98 tomorrow. Warm through your Father's Day weekend as well, Buck. It is. It's been a fairly mild and wet spring, but it seems like that's about to change and become the heat we all so love in June, July, and into August.
Yeah, 96 to 110. That's what we love.
Oh, you know, just day after day. Very scary situation developing just outside our nation's capital, Alexandria, Virginia, where a gunman opened fire on a baseball practice this morning that was congresspeople who were practicing for a charity baseball game. And I just read that Austin area representative Joe Barton may have been among those that were struck. No fatalities yet, but between 50 and 100 shots were fired by the gunman. And the reports are very sketchy at this point. Police are holding a news conference right now. But very, very scary situation, to say the least. And then thoughts and prayers to all those folks. The president, Donald Trump, tweeted, Representative Steve Scalise of Louisiana, a true friend and patriot, was badly injured but will fully recover. Our thoughts and prayers are with him. Seems like a random act of violence that we see
craziness.
All too often. Craziness. Exactly. And this on the heels of the overnight fire in London that just... You said you lived in a high rise in Boston.
I did.
For a time. And I mean, it is, you see the pictures of this thing.
It's scary.
A 24 story apartment building fully engulfed. I mean, it's unbelievable. Just really, really scary. So, one of those kind of mornings. So, we're having some fun and talking some sports. And
somebody says Bucky picks Rosie every time.
You kind of do take that Justin Rose quite
a bit. But you know, you said that he wouldn't win a major this year. And I said he's going to get a major this year. So, guess what? I'm taking every time.
You got to pick him.
I got to pick him.
Yeah, he was right there. What, he was in the playoff in the Masters.
Look, nobody picked Sergio in the Masters. I know that.
That's right. Right? Remember?
And that was such a compelling story. Doesn't it seem like the Masters was like a long time ago?
It does.
It seems like it was forever ago. I mean, time flies, I know, but that seems like a long time ago that Sergio Garcia.
Sergio's wedding's coming up in July.
Yeah, he's getting married. We'll see if he can be a factor at Erin Hills, which tees off tomorrow. Get your picks in, eHogan at hornfm.com. All right, let's hit your headlines, get you caught up on the sports news of the morning. Ticket to the update desk time. Headlines brought to you by Gas Logs Express and Barbecue Grills on this Wednesday. Dustin Johnson, the defending champ at the U.S. Open, they'll tee it off tomorrow. Get you full details on that coming up at Erin Hills. We're talking some golf. But how about the baseball from last night? Major League Baseball, where Rangers second baseman Rougned Odor starting to heat up. He's been hovering around the Mendoza line all season, but starting to get that bat going, and so are the Texas Rangers. Rangers won their fifth straight game last night, made it two in a row over first-place Houston with a 4-2 win at Minute Maid Park, and it was come from behind. Houston had a 2-1 lead in the seventh inning thanks to solo home runs from George Springer and Carlos Correa. Brad Peacock was solid on the mound. But that man, Rougned Odor, tagged the first pitch of the seventh inning from Chris Devensky for a solo home run. That tied the game. And then in the next inning, in the eighth, facing Luke Gregerson with a man aboard.
And this one hit out to left field. It doesn't take much out there. Will it get out? It's gone! A two-run homer for Rougned Odor! And the Rangers take a big lead in the eighth.
Certainly did. And that's one of those Crawford box specials down in Houston. And Odor now has four home runs in his last eight games. Rangers get back to 500 at 32-32. Houston, meanwhile, has dropped three straight and 4 of 5. They still maintain that 11-game lead in the American League West. Texas goes for the sweep tonight. Andrew Cashner, the big right-hander, facing Houston's top pitching prospect tonight. 21-year-old Francis Martez will make his major league First major league start tonight in that game at Minute Maid Park. How about former Longhorn Drew Stubbs hit a pair of home runs to help Round Rock beat New Orleans 5-2 last night in New Orleans. They snapped a three-game losing streak there. Rangers play this morning. Early start for the Express in New Orleans. That is a 11 o'clock start, 10:45 pregame on AM 1260 this morning. Major League Baseball's first-year player draft continued yesterday, rounds 3 through 10, and after staff ace Morgan Cooper of the Longhorns was selected in the second round on Monday night, 62nd overall by the Dodgers, four more Longhorns drafted yesterday, including left-handed pitcher Nick Kennedy, a fifth-round pick of the Colorado Rockies, Kyle Johnson, the right-handed pitcher, one round later, the Washington Nationals pick 193, second baseman Brett Boswell got the call in the eighth round, Colorado Rockies took him, and how about Casey Clemens, the team leader and emotional leader of that team, first baseman, he picked by the Toronto Blue Jays in the eighth round, pick number 249. Victory parades will take center stage today in Pittsburgh and then tomorrow in Oakland. Today, Penguins fans will celebrate the Penn's second consecutive Stanley Cup crown with Sid the Kid Crosby as the Conn Smythe winner. And then tomorrow, Golden State Warriors fans will line the streets of Oakland to celebrate their second NBA championship in 3 years and Kevin Durant with that NBA MVP trophy. And one note from college football. Oklahoma State has announced that they have extended the contract and a new agreement with Mike Gundy, their head coach, so we'll keep him in Stillwater through 2021. And that's the news.
Horn Headlines brought to you by Gas Logs Express and Barbecue Grills.
Now, we're talking about, over the last couple of days, a lot about what a team's going to do versus the Golden State Warrior, big parade for them on Thursday. I heard BK and Trey talking about this, and Trey was saying, I think yesterday, What's the Cavs have to do? They've got to trade a star. Well, they can't trade LeBron. They can't trade Kyrie.
Well, that's
where
Kevin
is
Love.
Their next?
Well, Kevin Love is.
Is he a star? I mean, Kevin Love, can he handle? I mean, does he carry a team at this time of stage in his career?
No, I mean, he did before. I mean, in Minnesota, he was a 23-12 guy. I mean, he was an all-star. He's obviously the third wheel. I heard some conversation yesterday of Paul George, but I don't know how they're going to get a hold of Paul George. But, you know, if you could somehow put Paul George on the Cavs, well, now all of a sudden you'd have a second super team because Paul George would be a significant upgrade from Kevin Love, and he could be a guy that could actually defend Kevin Durant because that's what you're trying to do now. You're trying to match up with his dream team at Golden State.
You're absolutely right. Now you're going man for man.
Right, and Paul George could actually do a pretty good job. I mean, if you watch the series, I mean, it was a five-game series, but the Cavs were in games – game three they had and let get away. They won game four. There was just no answer for Kevin Durant. But Paul George, most people think is bound for L.A. to play for the Lakers, where he's from. But that would be a fix. But to me, that's the conversation we're having. I mean, how do you build a super team
sure.
to compete with that? And when you see the Vegas odds that the Golden State Warriors are 1-2 to win the title again next year. Only team close is Cleveland. They're 2-1, and then there's the Spurs at 8-1, Boston 12-1, and no one else in the league is any better than 30-1 odds to win the NBA title.
Yeah, I just don't know it. I don't know how you do it. Like you said, if you get a player like that,
I mean, Paul George would be a yes. significant upgrade from Kevin Love. He can shoot it. He's more athletic. He can create his own shot. He'd give them a third All Star. I mean, because Kevin Love was an all-star, but he hasn't played like an all-star since he's gotten to Cleveland. That's what you're trying to beat, and that's where the Spurs are. If you're the San Antonio Spurs, you're looking at it saying, we've got Kawhi Leonard, he's an all-star. We've got to get LaMarcus Aldridge back to playing at an all-star level, and we've got to find another all-star.
Now, the Cavs have been better off with the young guy that they had in the draft that LeBron
Andrew Wiggins
got rid of a couple years ago. I mean, has he started to really come into his own? Well, I mean, he's a long defender. But he's not a big-time scorer, right?
Well, he's emerging, and you could understand LeBron James at that point. He didn't have time to let an 18-year-old kid develop. He needed players to try to go win a championship, and it certainly paid off. They've been the finals three straight years, and they won one and cashed that in. But the whole world changed. The whole NBA complexion changed when Kevin Durant signed with Golden State. It just totally changed the equation for everybody and, upset the balance, to say the least, to such a dramatic level that, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it does seem like everyone's playing for second place, barring some injury, because not only is Golden State very good, they're built to last. They're built to be good for several years, and they've got a chip on their shoulder where they want to be all-time great. And, they have an opportunity to do that. So, yes, in the arms race, how do you counter that? And you got to remember, Cavaliers are already almost $30 million over the salary cap.
And luxury taxes and everything else with LeBron James. BK, is there a young player that with the – you know, with some of these other teams, they'd be willing. The young players aren't leaving their franchises right now. They're trying to – franchises are trying to build around some of the young super studs that they have. They're not going to join a super team.
I mean, I don't know.
Like
if
in New Orleans.
If they want to win, it seems like it. I mean, there's the rumors for Kevin Love for Paul George-type trades, and people think maybe for Boogie Cousins, who, of course, was just dealt to New Orleans this past season. I've even say people want to trade Kyrie for a guy like Chris Paul, which I think is a little bit ridiculous based off the ages of those two. But in terms of, you know, young players, I mean, you got guys like Blake Griffin, potential free agent. Chris Paul could opt out and become a free agent. There's some big names for sure, but you know, I don't know what's going to happen.
I like Chris Paul, but he has put that in my mind now, and I've now believe that's true. I wouldn't give up Kyrie Irving. No, thank you.
No way. No, Kyrie.
Chris Paul. No.
You know, he's almost the equal of Steph Curry. I mean, those two were that good. I mean, when you look at the NBA Finals, Durant and LeBron kind of neutralized each other. Steph Curry, and Kyrie, but there was not a third player in Cleveland that stepped up on a consistent basis, and it was this is just too many all-stars. But we'll see. I mean, the balance of power certainly has been skewed. Spurs and Cavs are probably the closest to trying to chase it down.
And they've got
to
really get into it. The Spurs have to get into it. They just can't rely on having the best coach in the game be that guy. Yeah, they actually have to get players.
But you can't just snap your fingers and have players. You've got to have salary cap room. You've got to have the flexibility within the cap to do it. So it's not – that's the thing. I mean, Cleveland can say they want Paul George and – you know, we want all these guys. You got to be able to fit them under the cap. You got to either trade for them or acquire them.
Well, I know this. If you can't do it with Gasol in San Antonio, I got to talk Tony Parker into saying, hey, dude, it's time to retire. And people say, oh, no, he's still too young. I'm like, no.
Yeah, but he's got to make that decision.
I know.
What if he doesn't want to retire? I mean, he's 35 years old.
Yeah, Pop's not going to tell him to retire after all he's done for the Spurs.
Sure.
I mean, it's going to be all Tony Parker's decision.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Fame player. So
he's only 34, too. I mean, 34. Obviously he slowed down a lot. He had that bad injury in the playoffs.
And they find ways to rest him these days. Obviously, they don't play half the season, it seems like, anyway.
All right, season in the books. We've got the draft coming up next week. Boston Celtics are on the clock. And, of course, the parade in downtown Oakland tomorrow for sure. Penguins will celebrate their championship today. Also talking a little baseball and the football conversation with the young guns of the Big 12 and the Tom Herman news. This guy says, hey, Bucky. Talk about special. I dated a gymnast once. Wow. That's what he said. We're talking about Ricky Fowler in the U.S. Open dating Allison Stoke, the pole vaulter. Pole vaulters.
Yeah, man. Athletic women who've been an athlete, they know how to compete.
Compete?
Yes, they do.
Tennis players.
Yes, tennis players. Chad, I've never dated a tennis player.
I want that. The competition, man.
You don't?
I mean, I like the flexibility, of course, what that brings to the table.
Sure, but you don't like the competition?
What am I competing for?
Yeah, what are you competing for?
Just trying to watch some
TV, man. Wanting to be competitive?
In the rack? I like competition in the rack. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with a little competition here. Come on now.
Trying to one-up one another, is that what you're saying?
Nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Tit for tat. You can do this. I can do that, too. Yeah.
Let me raise you.
I like to raise the bar, if you know what I mean.
For the pole vaulter?
Yes.
Heck, raise the bar.
Of course, man.
Hey, let's vault.
LeVar Ball.
Let's
what a clown. Who wants that guy's, who wants his autograph and his funny little sayings?
Well, it's kind of like the shoes, though. He can say he's going to do that, but is there actually a market for it? I mean, he a lot of bluster about these $400 or $500 shoes, but last check, they haven't sold many. You know, people understand that.
The more I look at that guy and hear him talk, his kids are horrified of him still today. They're afraid of their daddy.
I just wish he would disappear.
That ain't always a bad thing, though.
That ain't going to happen, unfortunately. All right, how about this? We had the story last week that Al Pacino would be playing Joe Paterno in an upcoming HBO film about the Penn State situation and Al Pacino. And that got the folks over at CBS Sports to put together a list of which famous actors would play college football coaches. How about this? They say Nick Saban, if they made a movie about Nick Saban, they would cast J.K. Simmons. Remember J.K. Simmons?
We are farmers.
Dun, 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 dun.
Remember? Isn't that the Harry Potter writer?
No.
No. Remember he was in Whiplash and he won an Oscar
An Oscar, yeah.
As the music instructor Terrence Fletcher, kind of an absolute prick of a teacher.
And he's the
looks like him. They got a side by side. I could see that one. They also said Jim Harbaugh would be played by Christian Bale.
I can't see Christian Bale doing a good job at that.
You know, I mean, he's a master of disguise. He could look different. They have Billy Bob Thornton playing Chris Peterson, of the coach of Washington.
Billy Bob's been a coach before.
Yes, he has. This says your guy Ryan Gosling as Texas Tech coach Cliff Kingsbury.
Don't worry, there won't be any movies on him.
What's
anyway.
What's that movie going to be about?
Nothing.
Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, really.
They have
I smell good.
Coach Boom, Will Muschamp. They are casting Kyle Chandler.
He knows how to be a
Friday
coach.
Friday Night Lights, of course. He played Eric Taylor.
Yep.
In the TV version. That's a good one. How about Brett Bielema?
That's funny.
Rob Riggle.
They look alike.
Boy, he's going to need a fat suit for that.
He's big, but he's got to get bigger.
He's got to get way bigger.
And Dabo Swinney, the coach from Clemson, they've got Matthew McConaughey. And they do kind of, they have a side-by-side picture, and they do kind of look alike. He could pull off a Dabo.
He could. And he's been a coach before.
He was We Are Marshall. All right, there you go. If you got any suggestions on those, we'll take them. That's pretty good.
I like that.
Where are you looking? Where are you finding this?
It's a good one.
CBSSports.com. Yeah, yeah. So we'll try to put those out, and we'll tweet that out. But, yeah, your favorite coach. Who would play Mac Brown in the Hollywood film? Roscoe P. Coltrane.
That's so interesting. Who played Charlie Strong? I know who. Ooh. Chef from Chef. South Park.
Bobby Flay.
Baking the cake. No, the guy who bakes the cake. Doesn't Chef bake the cake on South Park?
That's a myth.
That's the guy.
Who plays Kevin Sumlin is the question.
Ooh.
Is Shaquille O'Neal big enough to be Pudgy Summy?
No, it was a guy on Blackish. That dude.
Oh, yeah.
The kind of chubby dude.
Yeah. I don't know his name. Jumping out of my head. All right, B&E on the horn.
Sometimes we are awful. Just awful to people.
This guy says, when I was at Texas, actually played baseball there. We went to the World Series. One of the other players got with one of our track athletes and got crabs. Oh, see, that's just horrible. Why you gotta go there?
No, it doesn't say that.
Man. Come on,
says
man.
They went, one night they went out for crabs.
Oh, is that what it says?
Yes. Yes. Now we got crabs. We went out for some crabs.
No, he said, then took some crabs with him to the World Series. That was very special.
Joe's Crab Shack. Joe's Crab Shack. Bought him one of those buckets.
I got that. Really?
It's a nice gift.
My goodness. The gift that keeps on
keeps
giving.
Keeps on giving.
Yeah. Hey, Jim Harbaugh and the University of Michigan, that trip to Rome, E, was almost, it was 800 Gs to make that trip. You know what? Well worth it for those players.
Oh, yeah.
Well, a trip of a lifetime.
Spring break, they went to Italy and traveled abroad. A lot of those kids and young people would never really have that opportunity, haven't had that opportunity, and it was a great way, he thinks, to educate the players and give them an experience and bond as a team. And
that they will never have. They probably will never have. A lot of those players will never, ever do that.
Well, and the whole $800,000 ticket was paid by one anonymous donor.
One dude.
One rich dude.
Or one
the check.
Dude S could have done it, too.
I mean, you're taking 100 players. You know, to Italy for a week plus, and the flights and the lodging,
hotel, the food.
Yeah, but
I just like to have that kind of cash to pay for your favorite team to take a trip.
There's a lot of people with just stupid money, right? I mean, they've just got.
There is, yes.
I mean, they have so much money. Yeah, what do you need? $1 million?
Where would they take the Kansas team, your favorite team, BK? Where would they take the players from Kansas? Yellowstone.
Maybe to like the Missouri side of the Kansas City border.
Yeah.
That'd be all they get. Now basketball can go wherever they want.
It's true.
All right, so yeah, Christian Bale.
Now all these guys are bringing in how they dated these 6'3" basketball, volleyball players. One athlete,
Ruben
yes.
Studdard could play Kevin Sumlin. See, that's terrible.
He's dead.
Anthony Anderson.
Ruben Studdard is dead.
No, he's not.
He is too.
Big Ruben Studdard from American Idol.
That dude is dead.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, dude, I don't think he's dead.
I don't think he's dead.
Dead or alive, check it out.
Yeah, he's
38 years
he's
old.
He's still here.
Oh,
when did
sorry,
he die?
Ruben. I thought he died a couple
are you
years
killing
ago.
The guy?
Uh-oh, Hastings.
Sorry about that.
Got a Chad moment here.
Kevin Hart could play Kevin Sumlin.
No, he couldn't.
He's tall enough, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Anthony Anderson is the guy's name.
Anthony Anderson.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. This says, Chef in South Park was played by Isaac Hayes, who died in 2008, Buck.
Okay, couldn't be Chef. Yeah, the chef was Isaac Hayes. Cake maker.
All right, there we go. That's what we got. Give us your coach and who would play him. We'll hit those. We'll hit
Jonah Hill could be Charlie Weiss.
Oh.
Dude, he's not nearly big enough to be Charlie
Weiss. Not nearly.
And he's short, too.
Not nearly
short
big
man.
Enough. We come back. We will continue the conversation on the Big 12 and the Young Guns. Get you the over-under win totals out of Vegas for all the Big 12 teams. Bucky wants to run to Vegas and take the over on Texas. We'll get you details. Plus, salacious gossip and your blitz before the end of this hour on what's going to be a very hot Wednesday in Austin, Texas. 104.9, it's AM 1260, streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
B&E on the Horn, salacious gossip coming up for the Blitz for the end of the hour, including former Longhorn Charlie Strong back in a bit of a legal issue. Remember that case that he was involved in here back at Louisville?
With the watch or whatever it was?
With the watch. Well, it's returned. We'll get you details on that. Salacious gossip coming up.
That's salacious right there.
Also, Tom Herman in a bit of a power struggle with Ed Orgeron at LSU. We'll get you detail on that involving satellite cams. But real quick, and some breaking news, because we've been talking about this gunman who opened fire at a congressional baseball practice this morning, which is just such a bizarre headline. But it does have local interest because Representative Roger Williams of Austin was on the baseball field. And his office has released a statement saying that Congressman Roger Williams' office released the following information after shots were fired at the Republican Congressional Baseball Team practice in Alexandria, Virginia, at approximately 7 a.m. this morning. That would have been 6 a.m. our time. An armed gunman arrived at baseball practice and opened fire. Congressman Williams was not shot. However, a member of his staff was and is recovering and receiving medical attention. The gunman has been detained at this time. We do not have any further information, but we'll continue to release it as it comes to the surface. The Republican baseball team holds practice every morning at 6:30 at Eugene Simpson Stadium and Park in Alexandria, Virginia. Representative Williams has been the coach of the team since he joined Congress in 2013. So cross your fingers for all those folks that can make a full recovery. Seems it's like a chaotic scene. They're out there practicing. They're playing in a Republican versus Democrat charity baseball game tomorrow night, and why they're practicing for that game. And someone just showed up and started shooting. Between 50 and 100 shots were fired, and some critical. So cross your fingers on those and thoughts and prayers. Just wanted to get that information out there because it certainly has some local impact. Our local Joe Barton apparently was on the field, and very, very surprising and sad story this morning.
And to the family of Tyler Hines, the kid who from Kent State, football player, freshman, who died after a workout yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Kent State Golden Flashes. Yep. Wow. Workout, conditioning drills.
Incoming freshman. How about that?
Yeah, 18 years old. All right, guys. We're casting your favorite football coaches with Hollywood actors. This says Christopher Walken could play Mac Brown.
No, that dude's crazy. That guy's an alien, Christopher Walken. That
I don't know if that's
alien.
A neat deal. Is that a neat deal or
no,
not?
No, that would cast Mac as a crazy man. That dude.
That's a myth.
That dude is crazy.
It says if Bernie Mac were alive, he'd be a perfect fit for Coach Summey.
He would be, with the bug eyes and stuff.
The bug eyes.
He would
be. Put that visor on.
What about Rosie O'Donnell for Charlie Weiss?
Oh.
No, that's Chris Crispy.
Chris Christie?
That would be him perfect, right?
Rosie O'Donnell playing Chris Christie?
No, Chris Christie being Charlie Weiss.
Well, he's not an actor.
Yeah, but that's okay.
I guess.
Who plays
right?
Mangino?
Oh,
Chris Crispy again as Mangino.
Louis Anderson.
Who?
Louis Anderson. Isn't there a comedian? Is he still alive?
Does John
Dead
Kruk
alive.
Count as an actor?
John Kruk is a baseball player and now an analyst. Oh, boy. All right, so we'll take this. Well, here's this deal. So Tom Herman is in a bit of a tussle with LSU coach Ed Orgeron, and it's all over satellite cams. Remember, Tom Herman was almost the coach at LSU, if you believe the reports.
Bully or chess player. Here we go.
Tom Herman had an offer to be the new coach at LSU when he met with Greg Fenves and Mike Perrin after Texas lost to TCU and Charlie Strong was dismissed. And he, of course, chose the Texas job, but he did have an offer. When LSU didn't get Tom Herman, they promoted and kept Ed Orgeron
Easy Ed.
As their coach. Well, Texas and Tom Herman trying to be proactive with these satellite camps, right? Where you go as with your coaching staff and be part of a camp in other states to get to meet and be around other prospects and other players. You take your brand of football to them. and you essentially help other schools and other states run their camp, is the way the satellite camps work. Well, Texas had set up an opportunity to be part of a satellite camp hosted by Division III Belhaven University in Louisiana. There's going to be one in Baton Rouge and then later in Hammond, Louisiana, on Thursday. That was supposed to happen tomorrow. But by late yesterday, Belhaven head coach Hal Mumme, remember Hal Mumme?
I do.
He's coaching at Belhaven in Louisiana. He said political pressure from LSU ultimately led to the camp being canceled. That this is the second time this has happened. Tom Herman thought he had a camp lined up, and by all accounts, I mean, Ed Orgeron's moving heaven and earth, talking to folks in the state house, putting pressure on these schools.
Really, these small schools?
Yeah, they don't want Tom Herman up in their business. They don't want Tom Herman in their state.
Yeah, they don't want the bully coming into their state. So, I don't blame them.
Belhaven's
Better
camp.
Better be afraid.
Belhaven's camp, originally slated for the Memorial Stadium in Baton Rouge, appeared to be in danger earlier this week as political pressure on a local high school coach threatened the stadium agreement. Belhaven coaches had linked up with the stadium, Hal Mumme said, and agreed to pay them $500 for the use of the stadium to host the camp. But Louisiana political forces managed to end that planned camp. After Mumme signed the initial deal, he got a call from an assistant superintendent in Baton Rouge who invoked a loophole in the paperwork that forced Belhaven to move the camp.
Of course.
Somewhere else. Oh, yeah.
So you're saying, Buck, Tom Herman's sack is so big that now Ed Orgeron and Bob Stoops are out of there?
Dude has nothing but balls in his sack, okay? And he's bullying these guys around, and they don't like
it. Sounds like,
well, they better get used to it.
Sounds like Ed Orgeron is bullying around anybody and everyone he can in the state of Louisiana to build a wall and keep Tom Herman out. This is the second time this has happened, and Hal Mumme's still going to bat trying to find a place to host this camp.
All he's doing is trying to have a camp.
So how about this? So Mumme, the former coach of Kentucky, confirmed to Sports Illustrated early Tuesday that Belhaven signed an agreement to host the camp at St. Thomas Aquinas High School in Hammond, Louisiana. Once the other one was nixed, the 11th hour change at St. Thomas was welcomed because one of Mumme's former players is there at that school, is the head coach, football coach. Hours after the second agreement, school administrators in Hammond succumbed to pressure from LSU, and they canceled the camp. And it's going to cost Hal Mumme and his school $5,000.
You can make the bully mad all you want to. Keep it up. You'll be playing him soon, okay? You're going to get the bully here in what, 2000 what?
2019 here in Austin, and 20
with LSU?
In Baton Rouge.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, I like that. Well, so Tom Herman's trying to get these satellite camps. Hal Mumme is kind of going to bat to make it happen. And every time they find a field to host the camp, Ed Orgeron
turns up the heat. Easy Ed comes in there and turns the heat up on.
Easy Ed turns
small
the heat
school.
Up. And they call in the politicos, and it gets nixed. So it's not going to happen. It's supposed to be tomorrow.
Swimming with the fishes.
Don't mess with old Ed O.
No.
Get out of my state. Herman's.
He's just flat out keeping Herman's out of the state.
Yeah.
Herman's. He's just flat out keeping him out of the state, right?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
There they go. They're starting to do it now. Put all these.
Look at that. There's Bernie Mac next to Kevin Sumlin. I'm retweeting that. That's well done.
Bug eyes, right?
He'd be great. Now, he's deceased, correct? Bernie Mac is
he's
no
dead.
Longer.
He's no longer.
It's a shame.
I think he died of pneumonia.
Pneumonia?
I'm not. Yes,
people
he
still
did.
Die of pneumonia?
He died of pneumonia. Complications from pneumonia, yes.
Terrible.
Because I went back and went over all the Bernie Mac shows, which was a great.
Oh, the Kings of Comedy?
No, his show.
Oh, the Bernie Mac show.
The Bernie Mac show was great.
Love it. All right, so we're taking your Hollywood actors who would be cast as your favorite football coaches. We had Joe Paterno with Al Pacino. They had J.K. Simmons as Nick Saban. I don't know, Christian Bale, and this article has Christian Bale next to Jim Harbaugh in a side-by-side photo. It actually could work. I mean, they got the square chin going, the nose is similar. You know, he's got to put a Michigan hat on and some glasses, and you've got, I think Christian Bale could pull that off. Plus, he's like a really intense, crazy person like Jim Harbaugh is.
He is crazy.
What, are you going to have to go to a morgue to find somebody for Bill Snyder or something?
Oh, man. And I do like the Rob Riggle as Brett Bielema. If you get cast to play Brett Bielema, you probably need a diet. You know what I mean? They're telling you something.
Man, oh, man, oh, man.
Is Riggle that big?
I don't know. I don't think so.
He's a Jayhawk, you know?
It says right here, Rob Riggle is Arkansas coach Brett Bielema. Riggle is seemingly everywhere nowadays. He has big personality match what Bielema gives you. Riggle has the looks, the humor, the charm, and the soundbite capacity to be a perfect actor for the coach of the Razorbacks. Borderline erotic, hopping on my wife will be perfect lines for Riggle.
I mean, yeah, that'd be easy for him.
He could pull that off. So Brett Bielema actually said he's going to go hop on his wife?
Oh, he did.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
His smoking hot wife that he met out in Las Vegas?
Well, she
was like working at a card table or something. Is they're selling drinks?
How can that big old dude get her? I mean, I think she was an executive, wasn't she?
No. She was a cocktail waitress or something in Vegas.
Wow.
She said she didn't know
he was looking forward to hopping on a wife, hopping on a plane.
Oh, man. Oh, that's pretty good. That is pretty good. Can we find a coach for Willem Dafoe? Or just have Willem Dafoe? I don't even know what that is. This says, didn't Hal Mummy play Will Robinson in Lost in Space? I don't think that's true.
No.
All right. We got some breaking news on the Houston Astros. We'll get that coming up for you as well. As the Astros continue to bring up their young prospects, we'll get you details there. Also, salacious gossip and your blitz coming next on what's going to be a blazing hot Wednesday here on the Horn. 447-3776. Hit us on the Specs text line, 512-337-3776. Also have to give away another four-pack of Round Rock Express tickets for you and your pops on Father's Day. We'll get you a name coming back. It's B&E on the Horn.
Where you get that from? Did Tawana tell you that? Did Tawana tell you that? Because I ain't for no games, okay?
Salacious Gossip, presented by Bud Light. Also presented by Bud Light. How about our Father's Day fun out at the Dell Diamond on Sunday? If you want to be there, all you have to do is go register at our website, hornfm.com. It's all courtesy of our friends at Bud Light and, of course, the Round Rock Express. And let's call another name. If you registered and you are listening, Dorothy Terrazas is a winner. She's going to be bringing her pops or her husband or whoever to the game on Sunday with us and our friends at Bud Light. Be hanging out with all of our friends watching the Father's Day game. Dorothy Terrazas is our winner this time around. And while we're on the Express, Buck, and thanks to our friends at Bud Light, congratulations to our friend Mike Capps. You know, on this past Sunday, Cappy called his 2,500th game.
Wow.
For the Round Rock Express. He's been the only play-by-play voice they've ever had. Came in when the franchise began. And we've gotten to know Mike over the years. He's a great guy. You know, remember, he was doing CNN. I mean, he was doing worldwide war reporting, Mike Capps. 25 years in the news industry. Decided his love was always baseball. And so 2,500 games now. He'll call another one this morning as Round Rock plays New Orleans at 11 o'clock this morning. So congratulations
11?
To Capps.
11 a.m.?
Yeah, 11 a.m.
Hello.
In New Orleans. It'll be a humid, muggy game. But Mike Capps will be on the call. And, of course, the Express finally come back from that. They've been on the road the entire, over like 3 weeks, it seems like they've been gone. They'll be back Saturday to open up that series, the Father's Day weekend series at the Dell Diamond. All right, here's the salacious gossip. Charlie Strong, who of course was the coach at Texas, but he was the coach at Louisville from 2010 to 2013. He faces a potentially damaging subpoena in a Kentucky divorce case. Remember the case of Jonathan Blue and his wife Tracy? Jonathan
yes.
Blue is a chairman of a private equity firm, and he's a member of the University of Louisville Board of Trustees. He alleges that Charlie Strong is a, quote, critical witness in the litigation against his estranged wife, Tracy Blue. That's they're having a custody battle over their two teenage daughters and their finances. Strong, in Jonathan Blue's estimation, possesses knowledge that would reveal that Tracy Blue acted in ways inconsistent with being a role model and responsible caretaker for their children. He has asked the judge to petition Coach Strong to turn over his cell phone, his text records, and travel records from 2012 to the present.
Ooh, they can go back that far and get your stuff?
That's a lot, isn't it?
Back to 2012?
All the texts, all the cake recipes he was passing around over there.
Well, this cropped up at Texas, and then of course it went away over the watch.
It was about a watch, wasn't it?
About a watch, and
this thing says clothing.
But now it's a divorce. Now they're divorcing. So in the divorce settlement,
oh yeah, we got to knock down some of that stuff.
So Charlie,
knock down some of that cash.
Well, and it's over. Who gets the kids? Essentially, in primary custody of
the
kids.
Well, that's a shame.
It absolutely is. But so Charlie Strong dealing with that now at South Florida. All right, let's get to your blitz. They're chomping at the bit. The phone lines are full. Let's bring it.
the Bucky and E Blitz.
The Morning Blitz, brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty, in any make, any model. Click appleleasing.com and see how easy it is.
Here we go. First Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Bucky and Aaron.
Yeah.
LeVar Burton's playing Mad Dog from Coach Brown's staff.
LeVar Burton.
It's not even LeVar Burton. Next Blitzer, you're up.
B&E.
Yeah.
Hey, Jim Carrey can play Mike Gundy because he's a man. He's 40.
He can play Carrey.
Have to grow
a mullet. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Gotta have
the mullet. You can do that. It looks like a little bit. Next Blitzer, talk to us.
Hey, Bucky.
Yes.
I think you could play, I'm not sure, what are some football players that share the same skin color as you?
Not many. Next Blitzer, you're up.
9 wins. Bucky, don't forget the theme song. Please don't suck. Please don't suck.
Oh, that's right.
Please don't suck.
I forgot about our theme song. Are you kidding me? Next Blitzer, talk to us.
This is LSU coach Ed Orgeron. You can keep all your dogs, cats, and gifts, and we'll keep our football players. Coach Herman, hold my energy drink.
Coach Herman's hold my energy drink?
I think old Easy Ed Orgeron's holding a grudge. He doesn't like that Tom Herman could have had that gig.
Don't mess with the bully at the bully pulpit. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Yeah, we should go down to LSU, buy up a parking lot, turn it into a stadium, and hold a camp every week. You know why? Because we're Texas and we can do that.
That's right. That's right. We can do that kind of
stuff. But for a satellite camp, you have to be invited by another program that plays football.
And they're not letting them do it in the state of Louisiana. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Not up in here. What happened? What do you say?
What?
What happened?
Huh?
Hmm?
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Bucky Bato. Yeah, hey, Coach Herman, he's fully aware of every detail. He might want to not underestimate the dexterity of American Pine on those lockers when they went back on him.
Those lockers.
I won't let that go.
The dexterity, did I hear that right?
He said it, and he said Coach Herman's. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Charlie Strong, you were motorboating that. Huh?
No, he was not motorboating.
No.
No, he wasn't motorboating anybody. Next Blitzer.
This is blue.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Did Coach Mintz just get outsmarted by Ed Orgeron?
Oh, no. I don't think it's an intelligence
Shut
thing.
It down! Oh, let's go!
Ed Orgeron's just using the political hammer, calling in all the markers.
He doesn't want any Texans in there. He doesn't want that to happen to him.
There's a lot of good players in the state of Louisiana.
Yes, there are. We need to get in there.
A lot of dogs.
Got to get to that satellite camp, yeah.
Yeah, what if Tom Herman decides to close off Texas for LSU, huh? Good luck. Good luck to the Tigers.
There's too many schools. There's too many schools in the state. The thing about LSU, man, they own that state. They're the king.
That's where all the NFL players come from. A lot of them.
A lot of them.
Yeah. We need to get back in there. I mean, the bully's not going to let that happen. It's not going to happen up in
here.
No.
We'll be back. Final hour on a Wednesday. We roll on. Kicking around the big topics of the day. It's going to be 97 degrees in Austin, Texas today. Enjoy that. Be safe out there. It's B&E on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260, streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.